Beloved heart dwellers, the Lord is calling to us with great seriousness to reform our lives in this hour. He has deliberately moved on the hearts of authorities around the world to quarantine citizens so they would cease from their daily running around and take stock of where they stand with God. Please hearken to this message. Jesus began, "My people, when the emperor of Rome sent out the edict that all must return to their city of origin for the census, he was acting under the inspiration of my Holy Spirit. Even so, today, the imposed quarantines that have been put in place and the ceasing of non-essential businesses and entertainment has also come from my Spirit. Understand that to date you have been slow to pray and respond to my warnings. That negligence on your part has put you at greater risk than you understand at this moment. But now I have allowed forces to shape your time and behavior. In suspending all non-essential movement in your lives, I have given you a final opportunity to repent and pray. Amusements, food, and entertainment, socializing, and any kind of intimacy has been curtailed. I have allowed this because I want your intimacy with me in prayer. I want you to pray for your nation like never before, because what is coming is horrific and can only be stopped by your repentance, sincere, life-changing repentance and prayer. No longer can you excuse yourself because you are too busy. No longer can you ignore me as you tinker with your new toys and distractions. No longer can you avoid the imminent danger of death on your doorstep. So what will you do with this time? Will you waste it and ignore the very real dangers that lay before you? Or will you respond with tears of repentance and prayers to save your nation and the world? I have deliberately allowed this quarantine to give you the time to repent and reconsider your way of life. Have you lived for yourself and your family, or have you lived for the poor and unfortunate as well? Have you sought my will for your lives, or have you taken the course most appealing to you? Many of you are afraid to die, and rightly so. Another day is not guaranteed you. Many will face me today and make an accounting for the gifts I have given them. Many will respond with great remorse when they see how they have wasted their lives and lived in sin. This is why I am giving you the time to take stock of your lives, re-examine your choices, and face death squarely in the face, knowing that your hour may be near. I would be remiss if I did not warn you, my people. I love you with a love you cannot understand or fathom, and that love has dictated this move of mercy to bring you to your senses before my Father looses his judgment upon America and the world. If enough pray and repent, there's a good chance you will receive mercy. But if most just continue on in their own ways with no thought of repenting, the punishment for them will be severe. And I am not speaking of death, but of what will happen after your death. If you are afraid to die, then my Spirit is warning you that you are in no condition to face me in a life review. Do you know there are many Christians in hell? Does that surprise you? Have I not warned you? Not all who call out to me, Lord, Lord, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles. Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. So what is my standard of a true Christian? Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like the foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. That's Matthew 7. What words do I speak of? I have told you countless times on this channel what I require, but all is written for you in plain sight in the scriptures. Live the Beatitudes. Don't be an unjust servant. Be one who feeds the poor, who clothes and shelters them. Be one who visits the sick and those in prison, and one who gives homes to the homeless. Those who are kind, honest, and merciful in business dealings. In other words, those who love others more than themselves and think of ways to alleviate their suffering. Such as these will have no fear at the hour of their death, for their good works precede them into heaven, and I will welcome them into my abode with much celebration. But those who knew the scriptures and did not live them, those to whom I gave my gifts, but they turned them into an object of commerce to garner personal profit. Those who denied the gifts of song and preaching to the poor to fatten their estate. Those who cared not for the widow, the orphan, and persecuted in other countries. Those who passed by the poor on the street without even a gesture of kindness. You who have lived this lifestyle of selfishness have much reason to fear the hour of your death. These sins are far more odious to me than those forced into prostitution and those who live in fornication because they don't have a properly formed conscience. Those poor who steal from the market because you who had an abundance did not share. Yes, many, many sins will be pardoned, the tax collector and sinner, while the Pharisee will be held to a strict accounting. And who is the Pharisee among you? Those who self-righteously condemn and accuse the poor and ignorant, denying them justice, turning them away from the faith, failing to offer them assistance. Those who live lavish lifestyles while the widows suffer want, yet make it a point to make them feel guilty for not sacrificing the little they have. I'm spelling it out for you so you can examine your life and conscience and see if there be any crooked or evil way in you, that you may repent in this hour. Turn to doing good to others and pray with all your hearts for mercy upon your families, the families of others, and nations of the world. I will never cease to give mercy to the repentant. Never. Therefore, examine your lives and pray. See if I will not live up to the promises I have made in my word. My spirit hovers over you, even in this hour, to assist you in your darkness, that the light of righteousness may shine in your hearts. Those I love, I reprove. Hearken unto me while there is yet time.